Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the fifth day of March will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 20th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the first day of June will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the eighth day of June, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 22nd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 30th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Now, you're probably wondering, why did Father TJ just tell me when Easter's going to be? I can look it up on the internet. I got this calendar the church gave me. I can find it. Easy, piece of cake, no problem. Well, I'm telling you when Easter's going to be so we can avoid some of the calls we get to the office about when we're going to celebrate Easter masses. The reason that we do that, the proclamation of the movable feast, is because the early church didn't have Google Voice. It didn't have Siri where you could just ask them, when is Easter? The church was waiting excitingly about when this year, are we going to celebrate the wonderful feast of the saving mysteries of our faith. At the end of the Christmas season of celebrating the joy of the birth of our Lord, celebrating the Epiphany, now we're waiting. Okay, what's next? Oh, Ash Wednesday, March 5th. I hope you were listening because I'm going to pop quiz you on the way out today. Be ready. Going to make sure you were listening. But the proclamation's important because we're saying these are the big feast days in our faith. These are the days that we're going to come and we're going to pray and we're going to celebrate the love of our Lord in our lives. And the early church did that because those were essential to their lives. It was essential to their spiritual journeys and they continue to be essential for us. We don't have the lack of technology that they did back then, but it is a neat tradition. And to be reminded of those special feast days that are going to occur this year, we celebrate the mysteries of our faith. Today's mystery of faith that we celebrate is the Feast of the Epiphany. That day when the Magi came, saw the star in the sky, and brought their gifts to Jesus. It's pretty awesome because they saw it coming. And they knew that there was a king on the way and they wanted to give him homage. And when they arrived, they saw that it was a child. It was a baby. It was a newborn king and they wanted to pay him homage. And in doing so, they brought him the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And if we brought gold and frankincense to myrrh to any child on their birthday, they want to go to Toys R Us and exchange it. What good do we have for frankincense and myrrh and perfume and incense? But they were gifts that meant the king was here. They were gifts that were meant for a king. The wise men brought their gifts to Jesus because they wanted to pay the king respects. They wanted to give him homage and they wanted to let him know that they were there to follow. Now the word epiphany, not only does it mean the manifestations of the king's coming to Jesus, the epiphany is also used as a term of an awakening, an enlightenment. And sometimes we hear about it in literature or we see it in a movie or in a play that a character has this aha moment where something clicks, where they realize some profound insight they never knew before. It's an appropriate term for the epiphany. Because our Lord Jesus came to us in our darkness. And he came to shine the light in our darkness so that we could have an aha moment. In the first reading that we heard from the prophet Isaiah, the people were lost in this cloud, this dark cloud that hung over them. They were hung in this fog and they were wondering, how are we going to get out of it? And our Lord Jesus comes into our world. He shines his light. He shines the brightness of his glory so that we can see his love and experience his love in a profound way. That's what the Magi experienced when they brought their gifts to Jesus. They came to Jesus, they brought their gifts to Him, and they were changed. They were changed because they saw the light. They saw the light shining in the darkness, and they felt and experienced the love of our Savior. You see, my friends, every week we come to Mass, it's an epiphany for us. It's a chance for us to bring our gifts to the King. We don't bring gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, but we bring the gifts that we have. An important concept, important image that occurs when we come to Sunday Mass is we pass the collection basket around. And sometimes you're like, oh boy, here we go, Father's going to ask for money. No, no, no. The collection basket is passed around because that's our chance to put our gifts in the basket. If we're in a place where we can give to the Lord and to the mission of the church, then we put in our money. But if we can't do that, we put our other gifts in the basket. Those things that we are bringing to the Lord. Maybe it's our brokenness. Maybe we're struggling with an illness or a difficulty or a hard time at work. We bring those gifts to the Lord and say, here, Lord, I bring this to you. Maybe we bring the gifts of our joy. Maybe we bring the gifts of our thanksgiving. We place those in the basket, and then they're all gathered up, and they're brought forward with the gifts of bread and wine. And all of those gifts come forward right here on the altar. And me as the priest, as the person of Christ who celebrates the sacred mysteries, I gather all of those gifts, all of the gifts that you bring on your behalf, and I bring them to the Lord. And I say, Lord, here are our gifts. Here are our prayers, here are our needs, here are our intentions, and we bring them to you. And then our God in His mercy and His love and His compassion for us, He changes those gifts for us. He changes the bread and wine into His very own body, blood, soul, and divinity so that we can receive it. And He also takes the gifts that we bring Him, our brokenness, our sadness, our despair, our joy, our happiness, and He changes it and He gives it back to us. So when we come to Mass, we need to be sure that we're bringing our gifts. We're bringing ourselves and we're giving that to the Lord who changes us, who transforms us, who gives us hope, who gives us peace, who gives us love. The very end of the gospel today, the Magi, it says the Magi were warned in a dream that Herod was looking for them. So they went home a different way. You see, they had to go home a different way because Herod was out to get Jesus. Jesus was a threat to him and his power, and he wanted Jesus gone. So the Magi didn't want to be a part of that. So they went a different way so that Herod wouldn't know where the king was. But it also has a deeper meaning. You see, the Magi went home a different way because they were changed. Because the experience and the encounter that they had with the Holy Family of seeing the newborn king in his throne changed them. My friends, we are invited to be changed by this experience of God's love. So as we celebrate the Epiphany today, we ask the Lord to help change us, to shine His light in the darkness of our lives so that we can go home a different way.